This is Radio Today broadcasting in Johannesburg on 1485 AM and nationally on DSTV Audio Channel 869.
The world is charged with the grandeur of God. It will flame out like shining from shook foil. It gathers to a greatness like the ooze of oil, crushed. Why do men then now not wreck his rod? Generations have trod, have trod, have trod, and all is seared with trade, bleared, smeared with toil. And wears man's smudge and shares man's smell. The soil is bare now, nor can foot feel, being shod. And for all this, nature is never spent. There lives the dearest freshness deep down things, and though the last lights off the black west went, O morning, at the brown brink eastward springs, because the Holy Ghost, overbent, world broods with warm breath and our bright wings. Greet you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ on this glorious autumn morning when the Highveld is at its best. And I was moved to reread some of Gerard Manley Hopkins' poems from a book which is so tattered and torn and worn, having been loved through my whole life, now makes its reappearance. It's good to be together and think about God's grandeur at this time of the year. This time of the year, for us, it is the walk with Christ and the meeting of Christ along our paths. And certainly nature is one way in which we can feel Jesus and we can make space. We are invited, actually, to make space for Jesus to talk to us and prepare a meal for us and to break bread. And indeed, we can catch our sealed orders, our life purpose from the earth. Don't you just love that God's grandeur poem where his first stanza is about what we have done to the earth and how we have lost our contact with it? And it is true, because I want to talk to you about a retreat that I've just conducted in the northern part of Pretoria. Having grown up in Pretoria and having not been there for many, many years, and certainly not to the northern slopes of the Magaliesberg, I went there last week. And it was one of those cool, dank days where everything was shrouded in mist and softness, and it disguised the huge human settlement of Pretoria North. And the strings of shops and complexes and cars and people and poverty and enormous richness and creation within the shopping malls. And so I began to think about my childhood, of how that was unspoiled beauty. And I went to a place where there was unspoiled beauty, but it was a creation. It was a retreat center called Mohale, M-O-H-A-L-E, and I recommend it to you. It's run as a gift to others by a lovely, lovely couple. And in their surrounds, we had probably 3 acres of just gardens and the most amazing array of plants that I haven't seen for years and years, all indigenous and absolutely beautiful in autumn. And the focal point there was a koi pond. And I've never much been into the koi scene, having spent most of my childhood cleaning out fish ponds and putting goldfish into a bucket whilst we cleaned out their habitat. But these were there for their wonderful calming effects. And they were big. Some of them were almost a meter long. And immediately I was drawn to go back to them in their watery depths and their exquisite pied color. So much Gerard Manley Hopkins. We'll read it in a moment. And we got to know these fish for who they were and what their little characters were. And some of them would leap out of the water and do a twist in air that was not their own, in an environment of the ether rather than of water. And as we journeyed for 4 days, it was an exquisite thing to get to know each of them. And the most interesting thing that I can tell you about them was that apparently they were very restless. And didn't settle into their new habitat. They were actually imported from Japan, so good was their stock, brought over here to South Africa and to Pretoria North. And because these fish didn't want to settle down, the breeder said, you need a particular fish. And it was a rather uninteresting looking, large and round fish. And it had no sheen, it had no color, it was just kind of brownish. And the moment that fish was put into that habitat, it calmed them down. And indeed, I spent a lot of time thinking about this fish and how in my environments that I've worked in and I have lived in, how we've needed that brown fish just to the one person, the fairly insignificant person, just to calm us down and get us all into a rhythm suited to our environment. And, you know, we've messed up our environment so hugely that, and we've shod our feet, that to get to a place where we could get rid of our shoes and we could walk on the dewy grass, where we could go out in the evening in absolute safety and look up at the skies, and where every day there was something that the day before had not revealed because our eyes were not attuned to nature, and we could see the immense variety of living things, and little birds and big birds and little flowers and big flowers, and it was beautiful. I want to recommend to you that you take a break. I hadn't realized it because I was quite busy with people, which is where my great love is. I hadn't realized how deeply nourishing and restorative it is to have a break. And that was only a 4-day break, but as I got into my car on the way home, I was at peace with the world. Even the ugly scarring of the countryside with mines and quarries and so on didn't have its effect. I was on a different level, and I recommend that kind of level to you. If you can't get away, make a point of spending an hour a day in devotional attention to the earth. If you can, go out to walk. And so I think about Gerard Manley Hopkins, and he is revealed as being a Jesuit and a Victorian poet. This diminutive man, he was only 5'2", suffered his whole life, and it was a short life, from physical problems and severe depression. And I'm thinking a lot about people who suffer from depression and that wonderful insight that when they come out of depression, that consolation they have of The world appears new, as it did to me after 4 days. The world appears new and inviting and exquisite. And so these words roll out of them at these times, and you leap from image to image. The world is charged with the grandeur of God. And so that is the theme of this devotional. And looking at the fish, and looking at the shadows, and the dapple things around me at that retreat made me think about that next and very famed poem called Pied Beauty. Glory be to God for dappled things, for skies of couple colour as a brinded cow, for rose moles in all stipple upon trout that swim, fresh firecoal chestnut falls, finches wings, landscape plotted and pierced, fold, fallow and plough, and all trades, their gear and tackle and trim, all things counter, original, spare, strange, whatever is fickle, freckled, who knows how, with swift, slow, sweet, sour, a dazzle, dim, he fathers forth, whose beauty is past change, praise him. I'd like to pray with you now that the diversity and the darkness and the light and the beauty of this time of the year in yellow and brown, in green and dark green, may be a reflection of where you have been in your life. Through the desolation, you find the balance of the consolation. And I would like to pray into that with you. Heavenly Father, thank you for the extremes of our existence, for the glories of your creation, for the wonders of this world, for the restorative nature that is visible around us, how when a tree is cut down, determinedly it will grow new shoots and its shape will change, how the sun's movement now into it towards its solstice again is going to offer us deeper shade and more muted colors, and for the way in which we should give thanks for those in our lives who can be the brown fish and bring us into a state of tranquility, even though for the sheer joy of living and for the sheer joy of experience we can leap out of our habitat and just breathe in momentarily until we fall back into our own, the newness of life. So glory be to God for you, and that you too have your space in the universe, that your time has come in the kingdom of God. God be with you in all God's glory. Amen.